Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
In my commentary last week, I said that I did not think we could escape rising inflations anytime soon. Well, projections from the University of Illinois tell us the ag industry, our industry, income numbers last year will be cut in half this year and another dive in 23. Fertilizer costs are two or three times what we saw last year. And now we have more talk about limiting the use of nitrogen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has imposed new regulations to reduce the amount of fertilizer to raise Canadian crops. He wants to cut nitrogen oxide emissions by 30% by 2030. I reported last week that the European Union is trying to limit the use of modern technology and nitrogen plant food. They want more organic food production. Farmers in the Netherlands are furious. Farmers cannot feed the people of the world without using modern technology. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Jewel Bernaugh had this to say, and I quote, "The administration needs an all-government approach to creating more equitable access to food and address the root cause of hunger by investing in long-term solutions. The global pandemic, trade restrictions, and Russian-Ukraine war have all helped to give us a world food crisis. The United Nations tells us that worldwide hunger is on the rise. It's up to 828 million people, and that is a 150 million increase in just 1 year. I know we're trying to fight global warming, but we don't want starvation either. The focus this week in Congress is the Inflation Reduction Bill. It passed the Senate by one vote provided by our vice president. Republicans and Democrats were head-to-head 50-50. Many of us didn't believe the legislation would even see the light of day. But by Friday this week, it should be taken up and by the House, and Democrats have the advantage in the House, so I would expect it to pass. Will it help to bring down inflation? No, probably not. But it could pay for some helpful programs and reduce our deficit over the years. I just don't like for our government to increase spending so much. It seems like all we want to do is spend more and regulate more. I miss Ronald Reagan. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.